Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Don't panic, don't panic.
Mr. Mannering, don't panic.
We wonder if that will be the message coming out of Manchester United, with Ed Woodward reportedly calling manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in for a crisis talk after losing 7 in the last 9.
Wow. Meanwhile, there'll be a mass exodus in the summer. Pogba's future at the club is again in doubt, as he is apparently torn into the dressing room, saying that he doesn't believe that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer are the ones to take the club forward.
Yeah, it's a bit strange one. I can't imagine Pogba tearing into the dressing room and sort of saying, "I don't think Ollie's the one to
where's that leaked, you know, from anyway?
We'll try and get him on
stewards
the phone.
Stewards on
that. And the Mo Farah feud continues, with Mo's coach claiming that he was the victim in the alleged altercation, whilst Haile Gebrselassie says the Brit is trying to destroy his reputation. You listen to Bell and Sperling, and our reputations are firmly intact, by the way.
They certainly are.
And we are here till 1 o'clock today.
Well, I thought they were.
Mo Farah. Little Mo.
Little
okay.
Mo.
So Mo is in his hotel. Mm. Okay. He's been staying there for 3 months in Africa, training for the London Marathon.
Yeah.
And other events. Okay. Mm. And Gebrselassie is his old mate.
Yes.
A bit of a sparring partner, if anything. Mm. He used to run against him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's Gebrselassie who owns the hotel.
Must be good mates, wasn't
they? Well, over the years, I would have thought, you know. But, yeah. You know, probably. You know, but competitors, if
yes,
you like.
Yes,
he's a bit older than him. But. Yes. So Gebrselassie owns the hotel. Yeah. Mo Farah comes back to his room, looks in his bag. $2,500 missing. Mm. Two phones.
Yes.
Two phones, Tommy.
Two phones, Mo.
Two phones, Mo.
Yeah.
And a tag watch.
Yes.
No one cares about a tag watch.
No.
Okay. If it's a Rolex, Cartier, or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Rolex.
We'd be worried.
Yeah.
You know? But it's obviously, it's a tag.
It's a tag.
And he's sort of gone to Gebrselassie and said, come on, investigate. You know, go and ask the maids.
Yes.
Go and ask the bellboy.
Yeah, bellboy.
Right? Go and ask him.
Yeah.
Okay? But he hasn't.
Right.
Mo's left and not paid his bill, $3,000.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so there's a bit of a ding dong. Mo's come home, done a press conference. I think there's a little clip from Mo,
we'll
got to play. But I don't think Mo has really steamed into him. Gebrselassie come out yesterday and said, look, you know, he'd already said that he was annoyed and he was going to make this public, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So I just, you know, I don't think Mo has really had a mad go. About it.
Yeah.
He's not really slagged him off completely.
No.
He just said he could have done more to investigate.
We don't know what he said, do we?
I mean, we know what Mo said. Yeah, but we don't know the conversation between the two.
No, we don't know the conversation between them. There's so much going on, bubbling underneath that we don't know about, you know.
But what did you say yesterday about Mo? Didn't answer his door once.
That's right. He didn't answer.
When he had the drugs test.
Yeah, I'm talking about before. Doorbell when you're going to ring it. When, do you remember that song?
No.
Yeah. Talking about the doorbell when you're going to ring it.
So what did they ring?
They rung it. And he was upstairs, wasn't he? Okay. Don't answer the door, love. Don't answer it. It's them people about the drugs thing.
The drug test.
Don't answer it. Quick.
Well, even might have been busy.
Surely alarm bells plus doorbells were ringing.
Yeah. Well, I wonder.
Do you know what I mean?
I wonder what.
I always said that. I always said that about Mo.
Did you?
I always said, you know, they didn't.
Well, they've got to do, listen, John, they've got to do drug tests all the time.
Of course they do.
The urine samples.
Yes.
And it is a, you know, oh, mate, can you come back Thursday? I'm just, you know, I'm busy. I'm watching.
Well, to do a urine sample?
Well,
don't take long, does it?
No, but seriously, they can spring on you at any point. Someone knocked on your door and said, Johnny Sperling, do a urine sample.
Sure I will.
Would you?
What?
What if it's just,
what,
like,
you're insulting?
It's just a weirdo.
It's only next time I've got a... Yeah.
It's just he some likes, bloke.
He likes to get samples of urine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right? A weird fetish.
Exactly.
It's a urine fetish.
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is.
I think there is.
Well, there's everything else.
Okay, so the marathon is running this Sunday, and Mo Farah is running in the marathon.
Yes.
Now, wouldn't it be funny if he's running in a strange outfit? I've got it.
What's it going to be?
How about he runs dressed as Gabriel Selassie?
Or as a doorbell.
As a doorbell. Or as a tag watch. Or as a phone. Because you do get fellas running in...
No, as a mobile.
As a mobile phone.
Wouldn't it be... Because nowadays, because phones are like tablets.
Yeah.
They don't look like phones anymore. You know, remember like the the Nokia 3210?
Yeah, the big
always
aerial.
Always go back to that.
Yeah.
Now, that never had an aerial.
Did it not have an aerial?
No, 3210 didn't.
Did it not?
No. It was your little phone, and it was the first one, I think, to start texting.
Right.
Do you remember when everybody started texting?
Yeah.
I remember you taking me through it, how to text.
How to text, yeah.
I'm going,
You couldn't send pictures then, could you?
No.
No.
Not back in the late 90s,
didn't we
it?
Used to say, why would you send a text when I can phone them?
Yeah.
We did, didn't
I
we?
I say all the time.
What?
I didn't like the texting.
No.
I couldn't stand
just phone
it.
The person.
Yeah.
You know?
But now, of course, it's...
Well, poor old Mo Farah, he can't do either because he's lost...
No, he's lost both phones.
Both phones.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I mean, if you've got two phones, okay. You lose...
So, let me just tell you. we had Oscar Wyatt on yesterday. Oscar Wyatt, who's running the marathon on Sunday. He's running dressed as a tent.
Right.
Okay. With poles and everything. Now, I'm just looking at some of the people that are running this weekend.
That's okay. Like the Carry On film.
It's like
Charles Audrey goes into the place, doesn't he? And he's in the tent.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a going on.
Yeah.
Where he's got says, "What were you doing in there? What were you doing in there, sir?"
Yeah.
And he said, the assistant was just teaching me how to get the pole up.
Ah.
You see?
It's like Frankie Howard, maybe.
Yeah, of course it is.
There's a fella who's going to be running the fastest marathon dressed as a video game character. In fact, this is going to be a female. A female dressed as a video... What video game character would you go as?
I think we've done this. Tron.
I'd go as Space Invader.
Would you?
I used to love Space Invaders. And that's when...
I don't really know much about video characters.
Video games then was 10p a thing. Now it's probably about £2 you've got to put in now.
How about this one?
Go on.
Dressed as a landmark building.
Yeah, what would you go as? What landmark building?
I'd go as our Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower?
Oh, Buckingham Palace, maybe. But
that's going to be a wide one,
isn't
it?
It's a very strange thing
Buckingham
to go
Palace.
A landmark building, isn't
you
it?
Could go as Buckingham Palace. It's like a wide sort of load, you know? You just never know. This has got to be...
Mahal, that'd be
this
one.
Has got to be the most boring boring one. As a female running the London Marathon on Sunday, dressed as a toiletry item.
Scrubbing brush.
A brush. Could be, couldn't it? Could be one of those little air fresheners you put in the toilet.
Toothbrush,
yeah.
That's bathroom, isn't it?
Toiletry, yeah, okay, all right. Okay, and somebody as a man running it as a skeleton. We did say that you could run it as a hot dog.
I wanted to run as a hot dog, but have real meat on me. So while I'm running along, people come up and eat me.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know what I mean?
Little bit of mustard.
Little bit of mustard on there.
Bored,
and before I get to the finish line, I'll be naked. Well, you know, I'll have no meat on me.
Oh, that's a terrible thought.
It's a shocking thought.
I don't think I'd like to go. What would Paul Pogba go as? What would Paul Pogba wear?
Pogba?
If he was going to run the marathon on Sunday. In fact, I'll give you half a clue.
Go on.
Paul Pogba would do about the first half a mile and say, do you know what? I can't be bothered.
No. Get my chauffeur, will you?
Get my Rolls Royce.
Get me roller. I'll show him how fast I can do it. Yeah.
I'll do the rest in the roller. And there goes Pogba. Just gone past
Someone's
me.
Doing it as a wedding dress.
In a wedding dress. Are they going to get married?
No, is it in or as?
In a wedding dress. In a wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're going to probably get married at the finish line, maybe.
In a flight suit. That's a female flight suit.
Flight suit. There's a male running it as an emoji.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get
I'm not good with emojis. No. I know the smiley face one.
Yeah.
I know the sort of startled face, sad one, obviously. The one with the hands over the eyes.
Tell me, I'm not really up with a marathon that much, but tell me, the front runners, of course, like Mo Farah.
Yeah, they go off early.
They go off early, yeah. Right?
In fact,
they're the serious runners.
I think the wheelchairs go first. Well, the wheelchair runners.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is it's also a serious thing to win the marathon.
Oh, God. Come on.
And, you know, obviously we're talking about the fun side of it.
Yeah.
But there's the... tell me, does Mo Farah run for a charity?
It's probably something connected. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But he will get...
Yeah, I'd love to see...
He'll earn some money.
He learns some money. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, listen, to get... To do these marathons, you know, you have the Paris Marathon.
Paula, what's her name?
Radcliffe, yeah.
Paula Radcliffe.
Paula, what's her name?
She's not even there.
Paula, what's her name's running?
She's not there this year, is she?
She's not there. Because that was when her husband sort of came on the side and she was crying. I think she was injured.
Yeah.
And he said, come on.
She wasn't going to do it. I can't remember. Carry on.
Because you get the New York Marathon and some of these boys go and do all these marathons and earn a good few quid out of it. It's, you know, listen, are you going to go? Because they always have a bit of live music at the end of it.
Right, yeah. Do they?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just been told very quickly
that
it wasn't the 3210, it was the 5110.
Oh, what, the Nokia?
Yeah, but there you go.
The 5110.
The 5110.
Someone's just messaged us.
Yes.
Let us know. Give us a call on 0208 7020 558. Tell us if you're running in the London Marathon Sunday. Tell us what charity you're running for and what silly outfit you're wearing.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You're listening to Ben and Spurning, talking about the marathon. And like I just said, 0208 70 20 558. Tell us what marathon charity you're running for Sunday. Tell us if you're running in a strange outfit.
Yeah.
And we're also talking about Paul Pogba. He's sort of set the cat amongst the pigeons in the dressing room.
The cat amongst the pigeons. Who was that, Bross?
It was Bross. Terrible song. Awful song.
Yeah.
Hated Bross. Paul Pogba has apparently stormed into the dressing room and said, you know...
not as bad as Drop the Boy. Some shocking songs.
That was Bross.
Bross were awful. And they re-emerged.
Yeah.
Just because they're a couple of idiots.
Well, they're not idiots.
Of course they are.
Are you kidding me?
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that documentary?
I did, yeah.
Are you telling me they're not a pair of idiots?
It's painful.
I mean, one's probably more stupid than the other, but
they're both dumb and dumber,
idiots.
Yeah, it is painful to watch.
Oh, it's painful.
I do know a producer that worked with them on an album.
So we both do.
Yeah,
and he said they were a nightmare.
And I do remember. I know that one of them, Matt Goss, said to him, "Who do you think I sound more like,
Michael Jackson
or George Michael?"
Yeah,
and he said neither.
Neither. Yeah, you sound like a cat that's just been run over.
So the cat amongst the pigeons. So Paul Pogba has gone into the Man United dressing room. And is insinuated, apparently, that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not the man to take this club forward.
No.
Which is a bit... I think that really he's saying that purely because he knows he's going.
Yes.
That's what I think. Yes. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is saying that Paul Pogba, he wants him to stay. But I wouldn't... Would you want someone to stay if they just said that about you?
I certainly would not. I certainly would not. Oh, I think he should have gone ages ago, to be honest with you.
And there's,
I don't know why he stuck around.
And there's a debate as well. It looks like Ed Woodward is calling manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in for crisis talks after he's lost 7 in the last 9, which is very strange. Okay, John, we're doing the PFA Player of the Year, Team of the Year, okay? Majority of it is made up of Man City and Liverpool, and there's only one exception, which is Pogba. Now, you think a couple of Spurs players, Spurs have got West Ham tomorrow, you think a couple of Spurs players should have been in this team? Christian Eriksen?
Most definitely Christian Eriksen. I mean, I don't think probably, you know, Kane hasn't really played enough.
Would you put Son in
there? I'd definitely put Son in there. Oh,
really?
My goodness me, yeah, I mean, Son was fantastic.
Yeah, he has been. He's been
fantastic.
A bit of a revelation, yeah.
He's fantastic. I mean, just against Man United, he was just Man City. Well, don't stop getting them confused.
Well, they're in the same area.
same area.
What about Declan Rice?
Yeah.
Declan Rice from West Ham.
Yeah.
Why would he not be in it?
No, he's been pretty good.
He's been playing in an average team.
He's been playing, but yeah, the same as Pogba. Let's face it.
Yeah,
they're average.
Yeah. Whereas the Man City and the Liverpool. Okay, so the just so you know that the PFA team of 2018-2019 is Edison in goal, Trent Alexander-Arnold, right back, Dick Van Dijk, centre back, Laporte from Man City, also in the centre back, Robertson, left back, on the right, Bernardo Silva, definitely. Bernardo Silva and Fernandinho, I'll give you those, Sunshine.
I'll give you them, Sunshine.
Okay, I'll give you
not
them.
Not necessarily in the right place.
But, yeah.
But in the right order.
In the right order.
Sterling, of course.
Sterling up front, fine.
Yeah, yeah, Sterling. And Aguero, you know, let's go with Aguero.
Okay. Aguero against the likes of Kane and Son.
Yeah, I know.
It's, yeah, okay, I think we're run with Aguero.
It's, yeah.
Mane, yeah. Mane's the only one... Yeah. For Liverpool, okay.
Yeah, Mane, Sane.
They're very similar. I would have gone with
names and in players.
Very much. Just one letter difference. So Pogba's the only one we'd probably question.
Yeah.
And you think maybe Christian Eriksen. Christian Eriksen, maybe. For me, I would have Christian Eriksen in my team all day long.
Yeah, he's a wonderful footballer. He's a wonderful footballer.
And he tries a lot harder than Pogba. So in the PFA rubbish team of the year, which we've had to include a couple of
non-footballers.
Non-footballers.
Yes.
We've gone with, first of all, we've got Sergio Rico in goal for Fulham.
Yeah. That was a given. It was given. Surely, you know.
Spent £92 million this year and let in so many goals within about 4 weeks.
It's ridiculous.
It's just rubbish.
They started all right, didn't
they? Actually, they did start all right. You're right.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, they started all right.
Because we started our Saturday show the start of the season. So we remember. I remember just saying, oh, Fulham, not doing too bad.
Yeah.
And then
it just went wrong. They just couldn't stop letting goals in.
No.
So they've gone. Phil Jones. Is a given.
Ta-da.
Shouldn't be anywhere near a football field.
No.
Mustafi
Leak. Yeah.
Mustafa Pint. He's been pretty shocking for Arsenal.
Yeah.
And then at right back, we've got Richard Madeley.
Richard Madeley, yeah.
Of course. Yeah, with
incident with the tan.
With the tanning.
Tanning stuff, yeah.
Incident. Okay. And centre midfield, at the moment, we have the little Man United player, who looks a bit like Dennis Andrews, should be a boxer, Fred. Kissing and hugging with Fred.
Yeah.
Fred's in the middle.
Right.
Mo Farah.
Yeah.
Has lost his watch.
Lost his watch, lost his money.
And he's lost his phones.
Yeah.
He's lost two of them.
What have you lost? I know what I lost this morning.
What are you lost this morning? So just in case you've just joined us, today is Football Shirt Friday at Love Sport Radio.
Yeah.
I've come in with a shirt on, an England shirt.
You've got your English shirt. You've got your Bell shirt, which is half of... I have lost the Sperling shirt.
Yeah. But...
With Jeff Hurst signing in it.
Sir Jeff Hurst has signed both our shirts.
I still can't believe it.
And Johnny Sperling has left his on the train.
What a burke I am.
It's ridiculous.
What a twerp.
What a twerp.
What an imbecile.
What an imbecile is perfect for you.
Yeah, it's always imbecile or imbecile. Yeah,
imbecile.
Listen, though, after we come back, we're going to be talking to Paulsy Canning, who is he's touring at the moment. All You Need Is Love, and he's in 10cc, and he's a big West Ham fan. We'll be talking to him just after this.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You're listening to Bell and Sperling. We're having a little debate here, me and Johnny, about West Ham Spurs, because it is a big game tomorrow.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And we were going to go to the game, but then we found out it was a 12:30 kickoff.
Yeah,
my son's playing a game in the morning. So
yeah, and I don't get up till about 2. Not on the weekends.
Not the weekends.
No, obviously, I get up before 2 in the week.
But you leave your shirt signed by Jeff Hurst on the train. But it's a massive game tomorrow. I sound like Kevin Keegan, but I would love it if West Ham go and win this game tomorrow.
I know you. Well, of course you would.
Okay, but even if they score, because nobody's scored at the news against Spurs at the new ground.
You know what I'm like, being a Spurs fan, I think you will do.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great atmosphere. We are now joined on the line by a massive West Ham fan and member of 10cc, and he's also touring.
Touring in All You Need Is Love. He plays John Lennon,
which is fantastic. Mr. Paul Canning. Paul, do you think we can get a goal tomorrow at least?
I think we'll get a goal tomorrow. Well, I asked my daughter, who's 10, what's the score going to be?
She That's a strange name 3-2. For your daughter.
Who's 10? Yeah. I said, who's 10? Come here. And I said, what's the score going to be tomorrow? And she said, 3-2 to West Ham. Andy Carroll's going to score. So,
what does she know then?
Exactly.
It's a shame about Andy, don't you think, Paul?
It would be great if she's right.
That
would be a bit freaky, wouldn't it?
Be a bit freaky because he's out for the rest of the world.
I tell you what, though, who's 10 knows some things about football.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Lovely, lovely girl, who's 10.
It's a wonderful
name. Who's 10, yeah, she's great.
Where do you think we can, in saying that, obviously Andy Carroll's not playing for West Ham, probably won't play for West Ham again. Mm. Who do you think will play up front for West Ham, Paul?
Well, it'll play Arnautovic, but it depends which Arnautovic turns up. Because, you know, he's a moody so-and-so, isn't he?
Yes.
There was an interview with Robert Huth during the week, and he was talking about his time at Stoke, and he was very candid. And he said, Arnautovic, he said, in training, or you look at him in a match, you look over at him, you'd see his face, and you just think, he ain't going to play today.
Yeah.
And he's a bit like that.
Yeah, I totally...
But if he decides to play tomorrow, then, you know, great.
Do you not think, though, Paul, it's because of what happened with the situation where he was going to leave and go to China, that fans don't really fancy him anymore?
They don't, and I don't buy into all that. Oh, his head's gone, he's thinking about leaving. Well, I mean, all you've got to do is go on pitch and play football for 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to think about who you're playing for. Just go and play your best. You know, don't walk around thinking, oh, my contract during the game and all that. Just get on with it. Play football. Sharp.
Do you think that's what they do? Yeah, they do, obviously, yeah.
Well, that's what they always say, isn't it? Oh, his head's gone. He ain't playing today. His head's not right. What? Why?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the only thing I would say with West Ham is when we play Chicharito and we play Antonio and people
start
like that,
singing.
Which we
start
singing.
Tony and I know.
we often do that. Yeah. We sort of play a certain way. When Arnautovic comes on the pitch and we change it, we can hit a bit more of a long ball and he can bully him. He can throw his elbows about and he can get amongst them.
Yes. But again, if he decides to throw his elbows about and get amongst them, because there was also analysis the other day. It was, I think it was the Leicester game. And if you look at the positions that he wasn't getting in, he's not getting in the 6-yard box. He's dropping back when Masuaku's down the wing. He's dropping back to the edge of the 18-yard box and then throwing his arms about when the ball gets played in the 6-yard box and he's nowhere near it.
Yeah.
So I would play Hernandez. I'd play Hernandez.
Would
and
you?
Not Lucas Perez, though, because he's one of the worst players ever to grace the football pitch.
Well, it's strange, though, but he's scored, hasn't he? He's scored a couple of times. And
well, he scored that screamer against Leicester.
Yeah.
Which was just like, I mean, I could have scored that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But
and he's a terrible player. I mean, he's a terrible player. I don't want him to be a terrible player, but he is.
I've heard that Yamalamalenko.
Yamalamalenko. Yeah. Yamalamalenko.
We've heard that. We've heard that he is could have made the end of the season. He could have come back. Is it worth giving him a go for the last couple of games or just leave him out?
Well, if he can just get him out for like last 20 minutes here and there, because we've got nothing to play for anymore.
Yeah.
We're safe, but we ain't going to get into Europe. So
pride of the club, Paulsy.
Pride of the club.
Pride of the club.
Well, I mean,
that's it, boy.
How big is this, Paul, to get a win against Tottenham? I mean, it's going to
stop us in our tracks.
It's going to slightly dent Tottenham's top four.
It will
only slightly.
Remember,
the biggest one
so far was Lasagna Gate. Remember that when they all went to stay in that hotel and they're all sick and we beat them and then they didn't get into Europe.
Yeah, because they said Lasagna had given food poisoning.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But so tomorrow is. I mean, I think they're still getting into Europe regardless of whether they beat us tomorrow or not.
Yeah.
But they'll have an eye on next week against Ajax.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They will.
Sissoko is he's out.
He's out.
He's a big player for Spurs in the middle.
Yeah.
The
only
Son
thing
is the one.
Well, Son is not going to play. Obviously, he's out of the first game for the Champions League. So he will be playing against us. Now, I think if he was going to be playing in the Champions League, they would have rested him tomorrow.
which would
have done West Ham a favour.
You're quite right. They would have done.
He quite likes scoring against West Ham as well, Son.
Yeah.
So he's a good player as well. When Harry Kane's not playing as well, he's even better.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely he is. Yeah.
Johnny Sperling has said this, where other players step up to the plate.
Let's step up.
Palsy, just while you're on, I want to come back to West Ham, but the PFA team of the year has been announced, and it's all Man City and it's all Liverpool, but Pogba's in it. Would you have had Pogba in the team?
No, not at all.
No, absolutely not.
He's a complete show pony.
Yeah.
You know, just trots around, does a few flicks, scores the odd penalty, blah, blah, blah. But he's well overrated, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And do you
think, not a match winner, is he?
He's not. Do you think he'll go at Man United?
Yeah, I think he'll go to Real Madrid. I mean, you can't walk in. Ferguson wouldn't have had it. Paul Ince gave the same sort of thing and he got rid of him.
Yeah,
No one's bigger than the club. You can't walk in the dressing room and say, I don't think this is right. You're not the guy to take us forward. All right, leave then. Bye.
But it seems to me at Man United, Paul, that with old little baby-faced Solskjaer, you can walk in and go, look, I think you should do this a little bit more. What are you talking about, Ollie? No, shut up. And he go, yeah, you're right, yeah.
You've done my own work, Ollie.
I'll get my coat. You just don't feel like the man. Well, he's already said to him, hasn't he, earlier on in the season, don't call me boss. It's like, what do I call you then?
I don't know, Ollie.
Ollie?
Yeah.
Just call me Ollie.
It was a bit like that. Steve McLaren was England manager, and he was always like, we've got Wazza up front and Stevie G. And it's like, hey, come on. Yeah. You can't all be mates.
Yeah.
You've got to have a bit of authority.
That's absolutely right.
I think Steve McLaren has proved that he was a coach rather than a manager. Just in case you take Paul Pogba out of that PFA team, who would you replace him
as the worst
with? I mean, as the best. We've thrown in...
The best one,
the best.
It's the best.
We've been pinging Christian Eriksen around Son, and we've also been talking about Declan Rice.
Mm.
Well, Declan Rice was in the young PFA players. He's up for that, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I would put... He's had a fantastic season, Rice. I mean, he's really stepped up. But I would either put Eriksen or Son in. To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think they're both quality players.
We're in that. Obviously, Palsy, we've been doing our worst team of the year. Okay. Now, I know you may have a couple. At the moment, we've got Sergio Rico at the back. We've got Phil Jones and Mustafi. We've got Fred in the middle and Benteke up front. But we've also, Ashley Young's on the bench at the moment.
Ashley Young's on the bench. There's a steward.
Right.
And we've got a couple of non-football people. The worst Bond ever. Worst James Bond, Timothy Dalton.
Yep, right.
You go with that?
Yeah, you go.
right back, we got Richard Madeley.
Richard Madeley's in for the tanning incident.
Tannergate.
Remember
what
happened with with Richard Madeley?
No, what happened?
Well, earlier on in the year, a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, he was doing Good Morning Britain, and people are ringing in saying, what has he done?
Looks like he's been to Chernobyl.
It looks like he's been to Dubai for him, just basked in the sun.
Yeah.
And they put too much tanning on him.
Yeah.
And he was pictured in the car park afterwards.
Wiping it.
Furiously off. Oh.
But it turns out, he'd about half three in the morning, in the dark, he'd picked up Judy Finnegan's the wrong cream and put the wrong cream in his face. We've also got Mo Farah in there. Can you give us someone for the worst team? We've got Fred in there as well.
Yeah.
What, actual footballers or people?
Go with a footballer.
Go with a footballer.
Well, Lucas Perez, definitely.
Okay, West Ham's Lucas Perez.
Oh, Perez.
And I'm a West Ham supporter, but he's
you agree with that, Bill?
Well, I don't think we've seen enough of him, but I'm going to put Perez in.
On the bench?
But what we have seen ain't good.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. And quick prediction for tomorrow.
3-2 because...
To you, yeah? To West Ham.
Who's 10 said 3-2, but... It's probably be 2-0 at Spurs.
Palsy, just tell us on the tour that you're on at the moment. Obviously, you're playing in 10cc, but you're playing John Lennon in All You Need Is Love. What theatres are you playing?
We're playing Basingstoke tonight, then Wolverhampton tomorrow. And then I start again with 10cc in June. I'm opening for them at the Albert Hall on May the 2nd.
That's great. Brilliant. I'm going to that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, be great.
I'm coming to that.
Beautiful.
All right. We'll have a chat.
Paul Canning, thank you ever so much. Join us. Massive West Ham fan. Big game for West Ham against Spurs tomorrow.
And a great singer-songwriter in his own right.
From Ali to Zaha, we've got it covered. Love Sport Radio.
You are listening to Bell and Spurning on Love Sport Radio.
Yes,
and
you are.
It's very exciting. Very exciting.
Are you excited? I'm
excited about West Ham Spurs tomorrow.
I am too.
Very excited.
I know.
I'm excited to see whether Pogba stays or he goes.
Right.
I'm
should I stay or should I go now?
I'm excited to see whether Liverpool can do it and Man City slip up. So yeah. it's very exciting. But at the moment, John, we're going to talk a bit of entertainment news.
Oh, that's good.
We have Lewis Mason of Entertainment News joining us.
All entertainment news.
Yeah. Lewis, what's the latest entertainment news?
What you got for us? Lewis?
Not a lot. The worst of the year.
Ah, sorry, Lewis. We didn't hear you first, but...
Have you got us?
Yeah, yeah, we've got you now, Lewis.
Gotcha. Afternoon. What? How are you, fellas?
Good afternoon to you, Lewis. What have you got for us today?
Well, firstly, Ryan Barberlin to your worst team of the year, I reckon.
There we are.
Ryan Barberlin.
Good call.
Hang on a second. Oh. Let me just write that
Hang
down.
On a minute. He's in.
Ryan there you go. Whack that in.
Okay, he's
That's
in.
That's going in, Lewis.
What Thank about you. It? Just
in
on entertainment.
In terms of your entertainment news, let's start with Bond, shall we?
Yes.
Rami Malek joins the cast for the 25th Bond film as the villain. Hotly tipped, of course, but that was confirmed yesterday. But this film still has no name. So we're still at Bond 25. I was with a guy yesterday who said when Spectre came out, he said, I called it. I said it would be called Spectre. How on earth do you ever say, I knew it? That's such a random word.
Such a, yeah. And a load of rubbish as well. He did not know it was going to be called Spectre.
No, of course he didn't. Gents, over to you. What do you think Bond 25 should be called?
Okay, have a guess. Bond 25.
I'm going to call it Aston.
What are you going to call it?
Aston Martin.
I think I think it should be called?
Me too. Oh, yeah.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That's nice.
Because there is going to be something. There's some controversy. Random, isn't it? There's some controversy at the moment, isn't there, about the Bond, about it being a little bit in the background, you know, a bit dinosaur-y now, and the Me Too movement, and the thing about should there be these bevy of beauties and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, look at what they're doing with it. They've got incredible cast coming in. We've got loads of new Bond faces. Lashana Lynch is going to be involved, Ana de Armas, Billy Magnussen as well. And also involved in the creation is Fleabag creator Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, wow.
She's obviously one of the big names at the moment. And
have you seen Fleabag, Bill?
I haven't
seen it. Fleabag is fantastic.
Okay.
But that's going to win everything, isn't it? Did you think so, Lewis?
Yeah, it seems like everyone's really got on board with it. And it was funny, it was towards the end that everyone all of a sudden went, have you watched it? So I don't know if maybe the momentum really picked up towards the end, but certainly has been one of the big ones of the year so far. And of course, with regard to Bond, Ralph Fiennes and Ben Whishaw returning, as well as Naomi Harris.
Oh, she's back, Naomi. I like Naomi Harris. Moneypenny, isn't she?
Yeah, so that's Bond. Elsewhere, Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile had its European premiere in London. So Zac Efron and Lily Collins were on the blue carpet. Zac was at the Tottenham game earlier this week. You might well have seen him after a couple of years ago saying he was an Arsenal fan.
I saw him at that, and strangely enough, my daughter went,
What's the name of the film again?
It's a long title.
It certainly is. It tells the story of the notorious serial killer Ted Bundy from the point of view of his girlfriend Liz Kendall. Now, you may have seen the Ted Bundy tapes Netflix.
I've seen
it
on
Netflix. Yeah, so this is produced by the same guy behind that, Joe Berlinger.
Wow. And tell me something. I mean, is it one of these films where you've got to be, you know, you've got to have a little bit thick skin to watch it because it's a bit gory, or do they tell it in a more subtle way?
No, absolutely not. So this is from the point of Liz Kendall. You're looking, basically what they're trying to do. I spoke to the director and actually to Zach and Lily yesterday, and they were saying that we're looking at this as those people who are closest to you, who you may not actually know exactly what they're like, and it's quite haunting to look at it in that respect. Wow. But you know what? I was sat there watching it the other day, and you're going, I feel like I'm watching a love story. And then all the horrendous things he did came out, and you go, oh yeah, I've just kind of remembered where I am now. But you know, Zac Efron, he's kind of been, there's been claims he's been glorifying the role of Ted Bundy. And, you know, he said, well, the thing is, this bloke was charming.
Yes.
That's what he was.
Good-looking fella.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how he really just pulled the wool over people's eyes. So, that is out next week.
Wow.
But, they're in London this week.
What did you think of the film? Was it really good?
Yeah, very good. I think the thing with it is, obviously, you know roughly the story now in terms of what happened. But from a point of view of what they've done and how they've portrayed it, excellent viewing.
Would you say it's awards worthy, or is it going to miss that?
It's going to be up there for sure. Lily Collins is absolutely excellent.
She might be Oscar nominated, do you think?
Yeah, she's so good. To be able to play a lady who's still alive,
yes,
and she's got to do her justice. She worked closely with the real-life Liz Kendall in terms of making this happen.
Wow.
And I think she's done a stunning job.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I really
am. Yeah. What else, Lewis?
Let's finish off with our video of the week, right? Yeah. Louis Tomlinson, he's got a new single, it's called Two of Us,
yeah.
And he's released a bit of a tear-jerky promo for it. I don't know if you've seen it, but he's taken 83-year-old Richard, who lost his wife Pat,
yeah.
on a bit of an adventure to help him complete some of the things on his bucket list. So wow. They go on roller coasters, they fly helicopters, and then he joins Louis on stage at a gig and absolutely belts out Nessun Dorma.
Wow.
It's absolutely incredible. If you get the chance, there wasn't really a dry eye in
he
the office.
He looks like he's a nice fella, doesn't he?
Well, he's had a rough time, hasn't he?
Yeah.
His sister, terrible
thing. He's 18 years old.
Yeah.
But he does look generally to be a nice fella, Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah, he comes across that way, and this is really another showing of exactly that kind of personable
that's
character.
Lovely. That's
is.
A lovely thing.
What a great
that is our video
say,
of the week.
What a great idea!
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that idea,
brilliant,
to get someone to do that, to do their bucket list. What a fantastic idea!
To finish with Louis, has Louis been signed up again by X Factor, or has he gone? Like the other
I don't
two.
Know where we're at with that. Obviously, we had Robbie and Ida say, no, we're not involved.
Good.
Anymore,
thank God for that. Thank God for that. They won't,
no
they
news
won't be
on
missed.
The Louis side of things.
No.
Well, it's funny. I talked to the winners of X Factor, Raksu, a couple of days ago. And I said, right, who do you want
got dropped,
on the panel?
They got dropped by Psycho.
They got a new single out. It's quite catchy. It's pretty good. It's called Yours or Mine. That's on the way soon. But in terms of who they wanted to replace Robbie and Ida, they went with Elton John or Wiley. Who would you have, chaps?
I'd have Elton John all day long. I think Elton John would be a great one to get.
I'd have Elton and David Furnish with him.
No. Just Elton, please.
That'd be great.
I think Elton's,
and the kids.
Elton's a great one because Elton would not be afraid to... He's perfect for it,
Oh, I
Elton
don't know.
John.
I think Elton would. I think... Listen, we know about my conversation with Elton John.
Yes, we do.
In fact, he does say we.
That's what I'm saying.
I can never repeat my meeting with Elton John.
I'd like Elton John. Would you, Lewis?
Yeah, all day, every day. You can't turn Elton John down anyway, can you? I think he's a bit busy on this kind of tour of a lifetime now, isn't he?
While you're on, we've been running a thing on the Bond theme. Who was your best Bond and your worst Bond?
Blimey.
It's hard,
where do you start with? I'm a big fan of Casino Royale, so then... With that in mind, you got to go for Daniel Craig.
Okay, Daniel
Craig. Yeah.
Okay,
the thing is, I can't ever see Pierce Brosnan ahead of his Mrs. Doubtfire role. That's all I see.
That's very true, that.
Okay, you're going with Piers, yeah?
Yeah, no, he's saying that he can't get Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, no, he's not Bond.
No, he can't get Pierce Brosnan out of his head like do Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, I know.
But that was during Bond, actually.
It's out of Pierce Brosnan and Timothy Dalton. Who's your worst?
Yeah, Pierce.
Okay, Pierce. Oh, right. Pierce
okay.
is your
we
worst.
Pierce.
And Daniel is your best. Lewis, absolutely fantastic.
And I think we'll be talking to you regularly on a weekly basis. So
we will speak to you again soon.
That's fantastic, Lewis. Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful weekend. Lewis Mason there of Entertainment News.
Yes.
Giving your team a voice. Love Sport Radio.
You listen to Bell and Sperling. Five things that you didn't know today,
yes,
or you might know, or you might not know, or you should know, or
you
need to know.
Or you need to know
about Paul Pogba. Okay, the Pogmaster.
The Pogmaster.
Paul Pogba has. Wow, he has two twin brothers,
Matthias
and Florentine.
Yeah,
who are 2 years older than him. He hasn't got two twin brothers. He's got twin brothers. Otherwise, he'd have four of them. All right. Okay, Matthias and Florentine, who are 2 years older than him. All three Pogba brothers are professional footballers. Matthias plays for Tours in France, while Florentine plays for Atlanta United in the MLS. With no disrespect to Matthias and Florentine, it really is Paul who's absolutely Pogarized the family. Popularized.
I like Pogularized.
Do you like Pogularized?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Let's run with that.
So,
Nicknames.
Synopsis on that one.
Listen, there's quite a few families that have other brothers. Let's look at Andy Murray.
Yes.
Andy Murray's brother, tennis player.
Jamie.
He's not Andy Murray, though, is he?
Not Andy Murray. But mind you, they're a good... he's a good doubles player.
Good doubles player.
He's won the title.
Who do we talk about? Andy Murray, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't talk about Jamie, do we?
We don't go near Jamie.
Talk about his mum more than we talk about Jamie.
Well, everyone talks about his mum.
Right, okay. So there is various families
yeah.
that have, you know, racing drivers. I mean, look at Schumacher at the moment.
Right.
Schumacher's son is going to be a racing driver. He's getting just testing for Formula One
That's
now,
right, he is, yeah. Is he going to be a Schumacher, though?
Well, they're saying he's good.
didn't he test on a different name?
He did. He raced under a different
name. Yeah. He tested under a different name.
Because he didn't want that sort of on him. You know, I've often said to you, I grew up with Bobby Moore's son, Dean
yes.
Moore. Dean was a really good footballer.
Yeah.
A really good footballer. But I think he always felt that pressure.
Yeah, it was under the...
Of your dad.
Poor Dean Moore, yeah.
Your dad's Bobby Moore. You know, it's not easy to... Yeah.
Do you think that added to the problems he had in later life?
I don't think so. Dean, unfortunately, died a few years ago. But
About 10 years ago.
Dean had asthma as well, and he had asthma, and he had a few problems, and I think that was it. He just had some physical problems. But I think, obviously, he was immensely proud of his dad, and who wouldn't be? I think we're all proud of his dad.
He was a nice fella, Dean. I remember years ago, he was a very gentle soul.
Yeah, but I often thought about him and thought, wow, it's great having that, you know, what sort of great person is your dad?
As your dad, but it must be a little bit daunting as well.
To play football, exactly.
So, yeah, of course.
Everyone was always looking at him going, was he as good as his dad? You know, and he was a great footballer, Dean.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, people like Damon Hill, whose dad was Graham Hill.
Yeah.
You know, and yet Damon Hill turned out to be as good. I mean, not better. I think I did mention that. Yeah,
and he was racing in different,
racing different
equipment and different.
Time. Okay, well, number two, we all remember Paul the Octopus from the 2010 World Cup. Yeah. Pop has also been nicknamed as Paul the Octopus.
Yeah,
not the same.
Well, he's got long legs. Though.
Yeah, not because of making any predictions, but for his legs.
Yeah.
An arm which looks like tentacles.
Yeah,
say tentacles.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes, that's right.
Remember
He has. He's got very long arms and very long legs. But this is one of the reasons why I thought he should have made some more tackles.
Yeah. At Juventus, he was popularly called Pogboom.
Pogboom.
We call him Pogmaster.
We call him Pogmaster.
That's Pogboom for his frequent long range goals.
Yeah, Pogboom.
Pogboom. Boom. Have some of that.
But I'll come out here for this.
Go on then.
Pogboom. you want to put some tackles in.
Maybe number three, Sam.
Number three. Pogba is of Guinean heritage. And his two brothers have both played for the Guinea national team.
Wow.
He hasn't.
He hasn't, no.
He plays for the French team.
Number four. He's over 30 million social media followers with almost 7 million on Twitter. 7 million.
Yeah. Well, this is another problem, isn't it? Don't you think this is another problem?
Well...
With footballers, I'm
on the social media thing.
On social media.
I think social media is a problem full stop.
For football. Yeah, but for
footballers. For everything.
For footballers in general.
Drives me mad.
You know. We've got a very good mate who is not on any of them.
No.
Who's an ex-footballer.
Yes.
And he has no hassle, no problems at all.
Do you know, I agree with him totally.
No Twitter.
If I was him, I'd do the same.
No Facebook,
you know.
No Instagram.
You know, I think the more famous you get, the more you should get rid of all that, because you are going to get trolled and insulted. And, you know, and if you've got a little bit of an ego, not an ego, but if you're upset easily, it's going to hurt you.
Well, it does hurt. I mean, you've
had... it doesn't hurt me, son.
No, but you've had some bad
stuff. I've had some awful ones.
Yeah.
Some dreadful ones. Mm. Do you know what it is about some people, especially with somebody who's like, you know, of the podgy stature?
Of the podgy, yeah.
People don't mind telling you. People don't mind telling you.
True.
Had a bit too much breakfast having this morning. Yeah. You ate all the pies, it's all that.
Didn't your boss tell you here?
Yes, he did, as I walked out.
Don't eat too many pies.
Yes, he did, as I walked out. He said, yes, goodbye, don't eat too many pies.
You don't even like pies, do you?
Yeah, I don't mind him. He's quite right. If I had pie, I'd have two of them.
That's very good. But no, you're right. Do you know what I saw?
Yes.
I'm going to say something here. Obviously, Ronnie O'Sullivan got knocked out of the first round of the World Championship.
He certainly did, but he didn't look like he was awake for it.
He didn't look like he was awake. I saw on one of his on his girlfriend's one of her feeds.
One of her feeds.
she put up a picture of Ron, and you know, just a nice picture. Somebody went on there and absolutely slated him.
Right.
Right. Saying he's never matched up to the likes of Stephen Hendry's record.
Oh, a lot of rubbish.
And literally, why, mate? Why go on
it's awful, isn't it?
Somebody else's feed, his girlfriend's feed, and put comments like
that? Well, you know, the funny thing is, even on our own thing, we put up a great video of Tiger Woods, and of course it was great. He won. We put it up on our Facebook.
Yes.
And someone on my
Burning Facebook.
Somebody on my Facebook put underneath, "My dad hated Tiger Woods with a passion."
Yeah.
It's like, why? What are you telling me that for?
Go and comment on yeah.
I don't want to know that. Tiger Woods was great. First of all, why did your dad hate him? There's a little bit of stewards there, isn't there, to why he hated him.
Right.
And what are you telling me that? It's a great story.
Really? Yeah, I mean, why...
Tiger Woods is a great story.
Why take
Go
the
away,
time?
Mate. You're horrible.
Listen, Pogba... He's got 30 million social media followers with almost 7 million on Twitter. The only thing that's good for that is if he's promoting something,
yes,
it gets to 7 million people. In fact, I don't even like
Twitter. The only reason that I do Facebook is because we're on here, and I say that, you know, we're going on air and Love Sport
promote
Radio and all
show,
that,
yeah.
Trying to promote the show. Okay. I don't use it for anything else.
No. Last one for Paul Pogba and Five Things You Didn't Know. He won the Golden Boy Award in 2013. This award is given by Football Writers to an outstanding young footballer in Europe. And you sung Ben Sperling.
Hello, Golden Balls.
Hello, Golden Balls.
Yes.
So we wrote the song about Golden
Balls. I am Golden Boy.
La, 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 la.
Mr. Pogba to you.
Difference is, when we wrote the song about Golden Balls, Mr. Beckham to you.
Yes.
Beckham was at the top of his game. He's a hard-working, great footballer. I don't think a song should be written about Paul Pogba.
No,
he's
not yet. At the top of his game.
He's not at the top of his game, and he's not worthy of a Bell and Sperling
he's
song.
He's not worthy. He's not worthy.
He's not worthy of a Bell and Sperling song, is he?
No.
You know?
Oh, no. You have to be... I mean, let me tell you something. You have to be of great importance to have a Bell and Sperling song, mate.
Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Of course.
Sven-Göran Eriksson. And it has been announced today, by the way, that Sven was interested in the Scotland job, but it turns out that Scotland weren't interested in Sven, which is a bit of a shame.
Poor Sven, nice fella.
Yeah, nice fella. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the London Marathon this weekend. We've been covering all the people that are running for the London Marathon in their fantastic outfits.
Fantastic.
We hope that it's a wonderful...
Shout out to my nephew, Kyle, who is running on Sunday for Motor Neurone. It's a dreadful disease, and he's running for it. And that was what the bucket thing was all about, wasn't it?
Yes.
What was it called?
The Ice Bucket Challenge.
So he's running there. And if you go onto his page, Kyle Lindzell, on Facebook... And he's, where is it?
Yeah, Carl Lindzell.
You're the one who found it.
Okay, there you go. And also our very own Patrick Christie's and Steve Hodger running
on Sunday for
Love Sport.
What are they dressed as?
They're dressed as Patrick Christie's and Steve Hodge.
Oh, yeah. That's all right, isn't it?
We've been running our PFA team, worst team of the year.
What have we got so far?
Today, we're going to give you the final rundown now. Sergio Rico in goal.
Yes.
Phil Jones and Mustafi, centre-half.
Get in there.
Okay. We've actually got Richard Madeley.
Yeah, you were in there, boy.
Richard Madeley on the right.
Yeah.
We're playing Ashley Young.
Yeah.
He's squeezed in the team.
Oh, he's in?
He's in the worst.
Oh, he played in.
We've got Fred, midfield.
Yeah, go on, boy.
Centre of midfield. Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
Worst
Not
Bond.
A good Bond, mate.
Worst Bond ever.
Yep.
Mo Farah.
Yep.
He's got no phones.
He's got no phones. He's got
£2,500.
£2,500. You're in.
Christian Benteke, Lucas Perez, and Usain Bolt up front.
Where we are. That's been Bell and Sperling. It's our Friday show. It's gone. We have a great weekend, please. And you'll be listening to Bell and Sperling. We'll be back on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Love Sport. Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Brand brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.